Hey everyone, it's day 9 and we've made it to the bottom of the canyon. From this point until the Colorado River, we will walk a pretty flat trail that follows the Bright Angel Creek as it cuts its way through the canyon. As we start our journey across the canyon floor, I want us to start simply in a place of worship, focusing our attention on the goodness and faithfulness of God. Sometimes the best way to move forward is to look back and see how faithful God has been and allow that to give you faith for what's ahead. As we sing this song, think about all the ways God has been with you in the past. Even if you are having a hard time thinking of specific moments, you can always point back to the cross. If He never did a single thing more for us, the cross has told us everything we need to know about the love, mercy, grace, and goodness of God. I love this quote by A.W. Tozer. He said, "Sometimes I go to God and say, God, if you don't answer another prayer while I live on this earth, I will still worship you as long as I live and in the ages to come for what you have done already. God's already put me so far in debt that if I were to live 1 million millenniums, I couldn't pay him for what he's done for me." Wow, what a perspective as we worship God today.
Goodness of Lord. of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, and we focus on that today in whatever season we're walking through right now. We focus and we fix our eyes on you. Amen. Well, today we get the privilege of hearing from Pastor Aaron Lucas. Aaron is married to Becky Lucas and has three amazing kids, Jai, Sienna, and River. He has a radical passion to lead people into the presence of God. Starting in Australia, Aaron and his wife birthed the worship movement of City Point Church, now called City Point Worship. Aaron wrote and produced 8 records and led thousands of people all around the world into the presence of God. Aaron and Becky felt the call in July 2015 to leave Australia and to move to Northern Colorado and take over City Point Church in Loveland. Now, as the lead pastors of a thriving and growing community, Aaron and Becky will continue to unmistakably influence their world for good and for God.
To be on this journey with you today, I just want to share my heart because, you know, there's a lot of storms in our life that can cause anxiety, depression, worry, stress. I mean, you turn on social media, turn on the news, and get caught in the vortex of worry and concern. And before you know it, you don't even realize you're married to hopelessness. And that stress and that worry and anxiety changes us. You're under pressure. You don't act right. It makes you feel different. You start to, you forget stuff. You can't think properly. I remember just even the simplicity of losing my phone. I thought I lost my phone and I started to get stressed and I started blaming it on my kids. Little did I know my phone was in my hand at the time. You see, the enemy wants nothing less for you to embrace something that undermines and is inferior to God's word. See, when we first moved here in 2015 from Australia to Loveland to start the church, I remember being in a place of going, how am I going to provide for my family? How am I going to fulfill what God's called me to do? How am I going to pay the rent of the church? And I was on my hands and knees on the floor and having panic attacks, trying to pray through the storm that was upon me. And at the time, you know, panic is contagious, but what's even more contagious is the peace of God. In John 16:31-33, and I love the Passion Translation, it says this: Jesus replied, "Now you finally believe in me, and the time has come when you will be scattered, and each one of you will go your own way, leaving me alone. Yet I'm never alone, for the Father is always with me. And everything I've taught you is so that the peace which is in me will be in you, and will give you great confidence as you rest in me. For in this unbelieving world you will experience trouble and sorrows, but you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world." What incredible words that Jesus spoke. In the Message version, it says you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. See, it's not just the peace of eternity that one day you're going to walk through the pearly gates and it's going to be amazing. It's a thing that I call living daily in perpetual peace. What a profound word, perpetual. It means occurring repeatedly, so frequent as to seem endless and uninterrupted. And see, this is why the enemy attacks our peace, because he knows who lives inside of you. He knows what you're about to accomplish on this earth, your destiny, your purpose. He knows that you're about to destroy the works that he's doing on this earth, and he doesn't want that to happen. That's why he exposes you with this worry and anxiety and these thoughts, because he wants to undermine your very creative expression. He wants to undermine your very unique design that God has put you on this earth and the Jesus that is inside of you. Our goal is not survival. Our goal is to be at a place of perpetual peace that is conquering, that's victorious, that is living from that place as a victor in Christ. And the enemy is nervous. He's shaking in his boots because you are about to experience an entirely new level of peace as we go on this journey today together. And see, if he can attack your peace, he can distract you from the main thing, which is a thriving, flourishing love relationship with Jesus. Anxiety does this. It infects love. And the Bible says God is love. And that perfect love casts out all fear. That love is to annihilate the anxiety and the depression that you are feeling attacked with every single day. And so I've been on this journey, guys, personally, but then also my wife. For the last 4 years, she's been on this journey of taking steps to overcome anxiety and depression through health, diet, exercise, doctors, also coming to this place of cultivating perpetual peace in her life every single day. So I can, in many ways, relate with you at this moment in time. But it's not about knowing his peace eternally, not just eternally, but also perpetually. So for example, if I wanted my iPhone to be fixed, I'm going to go sign up for an appointment at the Genius Bar, take it to someone that's tech savvy and say, hey, fix my phone. In the same way, you and I have to get good at going to our maker and say, teach me your ways. I want to know how I can rise above the way I feel in this moment in time. And I just guarantee somebody right now is going to leave this moment with a greater sense of God's peace in your life. You have access to this. I have access to this. Don't be a victim of knowing that you have access to it when it comes to the things of God. It's learning to cultivate this daily, perpetual peace with Holy Spirit. Yes, I said with Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going and he's coming. Now he's with you. He's with you 24/7. It's a beautiful relationship of moving with him rhythmically, knowing his voice, his tempo, surrounded by, knowing and being aware, deciphering between the devil's voice, the world's voice, your voice, and his voice, and knowing that he is with us. And see, it's so paramount that we learn to cultivate this relationship with Holy Spirit. Why? Because uncertainty is not going anywhere. We try to get out of uncertainty. We try to get out of the fact that our kids will one day give us rest. We try to get out of the fact that there will never be a bill to pay. That's not, you're called to thrive in the middle of waters that you do not understand. You're called to thrive in the middle of a storm that you may not understand. That's why Jesus said, and everything I've taught you is that the peace which is in me will be in you and give you great confidence as you rest in me. How else can I encourage you? What is peace? Peace in the kingdom is very profound. It's not the absence of something, it's the presence of someone. Peace is a person. It's an abiding presence of this person. This person that will not abandon us, nor leave us, nor forsake us. Peace in the world is an absence of something. So it's an absence of conflict, noise, war. In the kingdom, you can be in the middle of chaos, but yet peace is a person and you can have perpetual daily peace. Isaiah 9:6 says this, for a child will be born unto us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. If you've lost your peace today, guess what? I want to encourage you. You have more peace now than you ever have. Just ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes. And if you think you've lost your peace, then that means that Jesus has abandoned you. And the Word of God says that Jesus cannot and will not abandon you. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. Can you see it with me? A revival of Christians, a revival in the church, carrying the very substance of heaven, permeating this world with the prevailing substance of heaven, peace that which touches spirit, soul, and body, peace that engulfs every individual life, that tames any opposition that surrounds them, the Prince of Peace that crushes the very power of darkness under our feet. If I could just run and jump and dance right now, I would, because I'm preaching to you right now. Be encouraged. It's about time to announce to the enemy that he is defeated. Announce to anxiety, you are defeated. Depression, you are defeated. The peace of God can be with you in the transition of jobs. It can be with you in broken relationships. It can be with you when the doctor gives you a bad report. Christians must understand that peace is found in the middle of storms. God's not after mountaintop Christians. He's after valley Christians. And it's a partnership. How do we do this? It's a partnership with Holy Spirit. If you read Philippians 4:6-9, it goes on and it breaks down incredible keys, simple but yet profound keys. It says this in the Passion Translation, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faithful request before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real and honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. So the first thing is, how do we do this? Partner with God through building your prayer life, your relationship. Because can I just encourage you, prayerlessness is costly. Prayerlessness puts you into a position of lack. The Bible says, ask, seek, knock. It says, the Bible says, because you don't have because you do not ask. So start the day by sitting into a place. I am going to cultivate prayer before I cultivate the gym. I'm going to cultivate prayer before I go to work to make money. I'm going to cultivate this prayerful life. Secondly, you and I, it's not possible to exaggerate the power of thankfulness. Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, knowing exactly what he's about to do, cultivated a heart of gratitude. In the midst of a storm, thankfulness in any circumstances attaches us to our life source. It encourages us to lead us to a place to start to think about these things. And then all of a sudden, we build an army around us, guarding our heart and mind. The Bible says the peace of God becomes our very army to guard our heart and mind. So you saturate your life with prayer. You overflow with gratitude, but you think upon these things. You authentic and real, honorable, admirable, beautiful, respectful, pure and holy, merciful, and kind. We come to a place that God is not worried about our worry or our anxiety, that he has the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ. That we start to make these small shifts and go to the throne room, start praying, start thanking God, start coming to a place of gratitude and thinking upon these things. Peace is your portion. Accept nothing less. Today is the day to divorce hopelessness and come into a place of developing intimacy with Holy Spirit so that he can help you develop perpetual peace from heaven in your life.
What a great word from Pastor Aaron today. I think we'd be missing an opportunity if we just moved on too quickly. So I want to give us some space to practice the three things he just gave us. Take the next minute to begin to cultivate your prayer life, or just simply thank God, or to intentionally surrender your thoughts and replace them with thoughts about him. As always, feel free to turn on the instrumental track at the bottom of the page and take even more time for this if you'd like.
The key aspect of this experience is to share your story with someone. When we share our stories, it builds our faith and also highlights the incredible work of God, of what he's done in our lives. So who in your life can you share about what God is doing in your journey?